mission is great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Taylor. The headlines. Government calls on international partners to respect its policies. MQRZ raises alarm over rising child defilement and HIV risk. In international news, Nigerian Beninese militias killed dozens of Fulani herders in border raid. And now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe says Zambia remains an independent nation whose sovereignty, laws and regulations must be respected. Speaking in response to allegations by outgoing American ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, regarding the sealing of the medical aid deal, Mr. Haimbe says Zambia will not accept narratives that undermine its dignity, institutions or leadership. He says the government remains fully committed to strengthening governance, fighting corruption and delivering sustainable development for its people in accordance with its national priorities. He has added that Zambia remains open to constructive engagement with all international partners within the context of international law and established diplomatic practice. The minister has since called on all well-meaning Zambian citizens and global partners to ignore the assertions made by the outgoing ambassador during the farewell event hosted in his honor. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Coordinator General Max Kasabi has called on the people of Sikongo District to vote for President Hage Ndehizilema on August 13th in appreciation of all the policies government is implementing to improve citizens' welfare. Speaking when he addressed polling station coordinators in Sikongo District, he encouraged them to up their game and ensure they explain the benefit of the president's people-centered policies such as free education, the school feeding program, social cash transfer, the cash for work, CDF, as well as government bursaries for students in institutions of higher learning. The coordinator general was accompanied by Sikongo PCT Women Coordinator Betty Maboshe, her vice Mukelabai Moshambatwa, and Provincial Treasurer Bernard Jinungo and the IPS. The Medical for Quality Healthcare MQHZ has expressed concern on reported cases of defilement which continue to leave many children exposed to HIV, sexually transmitted infections, STIs, and severe long-term health complications. According to the Zambia Police Service, 4,978 cases of defilement were recorded between 2021 and 2025, underscoring the persistent burden of child sexual abuse in the country. MQHZ Director General Quince Mwabo says the situation represents a gross violation of children's rights and a preventable public health emergency that requires urgent national attention. Dr. Mwabo says the situation is further worsened by delayed reporting of such cases, particularly in rural and hard-to-reach areas, which continue to limit access to critical time-sensitive services, including post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP. He says as a result, many children experience avoidable health complications that affect their growth and development.
These children are brought to health facilities late, which limits the chances of preventing infections and reduce long-term harm. We are therefore urging parents, guardians and communities to ensure that any suspected case is reported immediately and that children are taken to the nearest health facility within the first 72 hours, because any action can save a child from serious health consequences. So thank you, Zed. We are also calling for stronger protection system, improved access to child-friendly health services, and better coordination between health institutions, social welfare and law enforcement to ensure that children are fully protected.
The National Restoration Party NARE President Ezra Ngulube says the ongoing xenophobic attacks in the Republic of South Africa are deeply disturbing and represent a serious failure of governance by President Cyril Ramaphosa and the African National Congress, ANC. Mr. Ngulube says it is unacceptable that fellow Africans continue to face violence, discrimination and intimidation in a country that was once a symbol of liberation and unity on the African continent. He has stated that the inability of the South African government to decisively address these brutal attacks raise grave concern about leadership, national security and commitment to African solidarity. NAREP has since condemned these acts of violence and has called on the South African government to take immediate and firm action to stop xenophobic attacks and hold perpetrators accountable through the full force of the law. He has further urged regional bodies such as the Southern Africa Development Community, SADC, and the African Union, AU, to actively engage South Africa in ensuring lasting solutions to this crisis. The United for a Strong Foundation says they are not fielding a presidential candidate because the presidential nomination system promotes and favors corruption, bribery, discrimination, and autocratic leadership. Party leader Brian Chisenga Lumbwe has alleged that the nomination process promotes the exploitation, manipulation, and abuse of the poor and marginalized. He has further alleged that it prevents the participation of competent men and women, youth and persons with disabilities, as well as the educated elite. Mr. Lumbwe says nomination fee focuses on the individual, not the party, which invariably for the 62 years produced autocratic leaders.
As a result of the flawed and intrinsically flawed nomination process, a number of questions need to be asked by the Zambian voters, and that is which one of the presidential candidates has promised to amend the constitution? Which one has promised to remove the excessive presidential powers in the constitution? Which one has promised to provide proportional representation that will give women, children with disabilities, visionary men and women, professionals, doctors, equal access to the presidency?
We take a break. To stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.ituzambia.net. For more information, contact the ITU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ITU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. A state-backed Nigerian militia operating alongside the military killed scores of ethnic Fulani herders in a raid, local sources have told the AFP. The herders were killed in an operation that also involved vigilantes from Benin, just across the border from Niger State, after the herders were accused of being informants for the jihadist group Ansaru. The Nigerian vigilantes from Busa District raided herding Fulani settlements around Kabe in neighboring Bogu in a massacre that also saw sweeping mass arrests. On Thursday, security personnel went door-to-door in Fulani herding settlements, arresting young men suspected of being informants for the Al-Qaeda-linked Ansara group, shooting those who resisted. On that note, we have come to the end of our news, but before we go, a recap of the headlines.